This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ravens have to show up for training camp today. I've been seeing their the Ravens social media has been posting pictures of players arriving, including one Lamar Jackson. They're on the field to start training camp tomorrow. Let's head out to the Window Nation fan guest hotline. Brian Wacker covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Sun and joins us now. And Brian, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. So what are you most looking forward to seeing as training camp kicks off tomorrow?
You know, I think a couple of these rookies really are worth keeping an eye on, of course, Malachi Starks and Mike Green, because those are two areas, when you look at this team and this roster, there are very, very few holes and very few weak spots. Sure, you can nitpick some positions here or there, the two guard spots, maybe the inside linebacker spot alongside Roquan. Place kicker, you don't know what's going to happen there between the two guys with Loop and Hoyland. But when you look at the two rookies, Malachi Starks, who was going to start from day one or going to play a significant role from day one, now takes on a greater import with Ardarius Washington being out for most, if not all, of the year after that torn Achilles. And then you also add Mike Green, an elite pass rusher at the college level into the fold off a team who, that a year ago was second in the NFL in sacks, but was kind of middle of the pack when it comes to pressure rates. So we had a guy like Mike Green in the mix now, and I'm really curious to see how those two rookies in particular will impact this team right from the get-go.
Brian, you mentioned inside linebacker, and that's a position we've talked about over the past couple of weeks, because if Roquan Smith went down, that would be a big issue. Do you see them bringing in a veteran at some point?
It would be a little surprising. I just don't see a lot of roster spots. I know they like the rookie Teddy Buchanan. Of course, Trenton Simpson, the coach has been very high on him. Even Roquan, I talked to a few weeks ago, has been high on just the difference he has seen from Trenton Simpson in terms of understanding the defense now versus a year ago. Basically said it's night and day. So I'd be a little surprised. They did bring in Jake Hummel. Speaking of veterans, a guy who's been around a little bit, more of a special teams backer, but a guy who can also play inside. So, there's just not a lot of roster spots. And, of course, that said, look, if Roquan Smith or really anybody in that group goes down, I think they're going to have to look to the veteran market.
How interested are you to see Cooper Rush? It seems to me to be a pretty significant upgrade over what we've seen out of the number two and number three quarterback position the last 4 or 5 years. And I suspect we see a fair amount of them, right?
Yeah, certainly. You're definitely going to see a lot of Cooper Rush. I mean, this is a guy first year on the team, so he's got to be up to speed on the offense. And, to your point, they have not invested heavily in the backup quarterback position in recent years. This is their most significant investment. He's a guy with a lot of experience. All those years in Dallas, and certainly capable, a very capable professional backup, very different than Lamar Jackson, obviously. But if you know, Lamar ends up having to deal with some sort of injury at some point, you've got a guy in there who I have to feel, you know, pretty good about if they have to plug him in for a week or two.
Talking with Brian Wackert, Inside Access here on The Fan. One of the things we've been talking about this offseason, Brian, is and talking about bringing a veteran pass rush guy in. I know reunion with Jadeveon Clowney would please a lot of fans, but as you said, they don't have a lot of roster flexibility. So I assume that is unlikely in your opinion as we sit here right now. But with that said, guys like Adisa Isaac and David Ajabo, what do they need to show them this camp?
Yeah, I think Adisa Isaac and David Ajabo are basically vying for one spot. You know, they'll probably carry five outside linebackers. Maybe they carry six. That's certainly a possibility because I do think one of the things to keep an eye on, for example, they're not real deep on that defensive line. And we may see them go, you know, this is sort of a trend we're seeing really kind of league-wide where teams are playing more nickel defenses, mm-hmm. more dime defenses, and so therefore you've got fewer down linemen. And so does that mean they're often playing with, you know, two down linemen and more backers in there? And so in that case, maybe they carry the extra outside linebacker. Both those guys make the team. But, you know, I think as it sits right now, they're probably vying for one spot, but maybe that changes. And maybe they both make the roster. We're a long way, I think, from that point. But, you know, again, not a lot, as you mentioned, not a lot of roster flexibility. Of course, if someone gets hurt, if a roster spot opens up, that certainly changes things. But I do think they'll look at potentially safety, you know, linebacker. I think, you know, maybe along one of the lines if they need to. Again, this is sort of pending injury, but there's just not a lot of roster flexibility here.
Certainly is a really good roster for sure, Brian. But special teams, definitely some question marks there. We know that they're going to have a new kicker, whether it's Tyler Loop or John Hoyland. Jordan Stout coming off a so-so year. LaJonte Wester, another rookie that seems like he'll win that punt returner spot. Does special teams concern you at all?
Sure. I think until you see it on the field, it would be a concern, especially when you consider that Justin Tucker last year struggled aside, has for, you know, a very long time, over a decade, been maybe the best kicker in the sport in the history of football. So that is, you know, to live up to that standard is going to be pretty difficult. It's really unfair. So, I would be concerned from the standpoint of, you know, maybe not expecting the same level of automatic Tucker that we saw certainly for all those years. I have to think that Tyler Loop is probably the favorite as the draft pick for that job, but really it's going to come down to who does better in those first 2 to 3 weeks of camp. And, you know, that'll play itself out. I think that'll be a daily storyline and something fans will want to keep an eye on. And you'll get a pretty good sense, I think, by, you know, that first preseason game or so where the Ravens are leaning in terms of the kicker.
I know we don't usually hear a lot from the Ravens, like they get things done and they do a pretty good job of you know, keeping it quiet up until it's done. But if they were to go into week one and Kyle Hamilton's on his rookie deal and Lamar is now, you know, 6 months from having a $78 million cap hit or whatever, how suboptimal would that be? Or would it be suboptimal? I don't want to put words in your mouth.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, it certainly wouldn't be ideal. You know, look, that said, I think the Lamar contract, I think that's going to take longer to work out simply from the standpoint of, you know, you look at it from Lamar's perspective, he's in no hurry to get that deal done. He wants to get as much money as he can, and that would mean doing it later than sooner because he's going to command top of the market money, whatever that number ends up being. You know, 6-7 months down the road, certainly you'd want to get that done ahead of that huge cap hit that he would take. Kyle Hamilton, I think, will get done sooner. You know, that's a cornerstone guy, someone they're going to want to keep for a long time. And again, somebody who's going to be in that $20+ million a year range, as a top of the market guy. And maybe there's some ways, Eric DeCosta will be creative in terms of making all of the numbers fit for a roster that's got a lot of high priced players. So, I would expect Hamilton to get done, you know, at some point, you know, if not before the season, maybe during the season. And then, I would say Lamar, you know, I would not be shocked to see that drag out much further.
Brian, the Ravens didn't do a lot on the D-line. Michael Pierce retired, Brent Urban gone. They brought in John Jenkins, drafted Aeneas Peebles late. Are you comfortable with this D-line?
I am, from the standpoint of, again, I think they, you know, they're going to play a lot of 2D linemen. They're not going to play a lot of 3D linemen. You know, if you've got four on the roster and John Jenkins is your fourth guy, now, you know, what are they going to get from him? I think that's a wait and see. We'll get a pretty good indication here in camp. But, you know, at the moment, sure. Now, if somebody goes down along that front, I would be concerned.
Brian Wacker covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Sun. Brian, thanks as always, man.
Thank you.
Always great. Enjoy training camp. I'm sure we'll see you out there.
Thanks, guys.
Coming up next, we get to the Orioles, and we've waited on the Orioles because, quite frankly, they stink. And last night, it looked like things were going well. They got out to a 3-0 lead, but that disappeared quickly.
They got Sagano.
Yeah, Sagano really held that lead for a while. We look back at Tomoyuki Sagano's night, the bullpen's night, everything in the Orioles' loss to the Guardians next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.